reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Take care not to perform righteous deeds in order that people may see them. Otherwise, you will have no recompense from your heavenly Father. When you give alms, do not blow a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets to win the praise of others. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your right hand know what your left is doing, so that your almsgiving may be in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. When you pray, do not pray like the hypocrites, who love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on street corners, so that others may see them. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go to your inner room, close the door, and pray to your Father in secret. And your Father, who sees in secret, will repay you. When you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites. They neglect their appearance so that they may appear to others to be fasting. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, so that you may not appear to others to be fasting, except to your Father who is hidden. And your Father, who sees what is hidden, will repay you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord
Jesus. Today's Gospel from the Sermon on the Mount is also the Gospel we have every Ash Wednesday. As I mentioned then, these three practices that Jesus assumes as givens, prayer, fasting, and almsgiving, are not just meant to be lived during those 40 days of Lent, but lived 365 days a year. That's easy for us to grasp in terms of Jesus' mention about prayer. Most of us recognize that we are called to pray every day, and a day in which there has been no direct conversation with the Lord is, in a Christian sense, a wasted day. But it's the other two practices that often we can think as seasonal activities rather than staples of a Christian life. Jesus talks about almsgiving, as does St. Paul in today's first reading, as does the responsorial psalm, that it should be a natural practice, not necessarily that we're writing out checks to charity. That's an American way of looking at it. But that we're constantly giving of ourselves over to others and doing it with the dispositions that are described today. Not blowing a trumpet before us, not trying to do it to gain credit from anybody else, but just doing it out of love for the Father and for others. And doing it, as St. Paul says, not with sadness or compulsion, but cheerfully, because God loves a cheerful giver. We feel incredibly blessed for the opportunity to give of ourselves or what we have toward others. And Jesus promises that the Father who sees this will reward us. And St. Paul, based on the gospel, tells us that if we sow bountifully in this way, we will reap bountifully. Not because God's an accountant saying, "Okay, you gave $10 to this charity, I'm going to give you $10,000. But the more we empty ourselves in loving service to others, the more God can give us precisely those graces which are far more valuable, especially all the gifts of the Holy Spirit. So we need constantly to be thinking about this. These loving sacrifices made for others of what God has made us stewards of. Stewards precisely to build up his kingdom. We've always got so many opportunities to do that. And again, our almsgiving is not just with money, but it's also with our time. It's also with the talents that God's given us, especially those spiritual talents. The third practice is fasting. And if there's any practice that seems to be seasonal and limited, it is this. The church expects us to be fasting at most times other than Sundays, and other than you could stretch it for the Easter season. But why do we fast? Jesus makes it very clear to us elsewhere in the gospel when he says that we fast because the bridegroom is not with us. That's not because Jesus subtracts himself from us, but we often subtract ourselves from the Lord Jesus. Even though he will be with us until the end of time, we're only temporarily with him, and we show up every once in a while and come into his presence. But fasting precisely helps us to hunger for his presence at all times, to hunger to be fed by his word and the word made flesh. And fasting is something we should be doing regularly. There are different ways to do it. Some Christians fast 2 days a week, Wednesdays and Fridays, which it's not a total fast, but it's giving up, for example, sweets on those days. The fasting that I always try to promote is a constant type of fasting, not giving up whole meals, not necessarily giving up whole parts of a meal, like dessert, but things like this. Fasting by drinking nothing but water. Fasting by giving up all condiments on food, sugar, salt, butter, ketchup, A1 steak sauce. Fasting by having just fruits for desserts rather than sweets. These are the types of fasting that if we're doing it every day, we gain one of the great gifts of fasting, which is self-mastery. Because if we can, for God, say no to our appetite for things that we love in terms of our food, then it becomes so much easier for us to be able to say yes to God in those areas we have to say no to in order to grow in the faith. Today, Jesus comes and he takes that we're doing these three practices for granted. He says, when you pray, when you fast, when you give alms. He wants us to do it in a way in which we're doing it out of love for God, who will see all that we're doing and reward us with the gift of the Holy Spirit. We ask that Holy Spirit to incite within us a real desire to do these well, so that we might grow in that life according to the Holy Spirit and become ever more cheerful as we give in each of these three ways.